is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden told Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky Thursday that he would be announcing a new security package for Kyiv.
This will be the eighth package I've authorized since we've signed the national security bill.
Biden added that the U.S. would continue to stand by Ukraine.
Ukraine will prevail. And I want you to know we're going to be with you every step of the way.
Zelensky thanked the president for his support.
I'm grateful to you, your team, your administration, of course, Congress, both parties, both chambers, and all Americans for their vital and your strong support of Ukraine and Ukrainian people.
Zelensky also said that the two men would discuss how to achieve a just end to the war with Russia and called for a second peace summit this year. An initial summit, which Russia was not invited to, was held in Switzerland last month. An Australian Army private and her husband are accused of spying for Russia, and the first charges brought under Australia's sweeping espionage laws enacted in 2018. The Russian-born couple are Australian citizens with Russian passports. They're scheduled to appear in court Friday. Australian Federal Police said each suspect was charged with one count of preparing for an espionage offense. The charge alleges that they sought information with the intention of providing it to Russian authorities. Whether the information was handed to Russia is still being investigated. Australian security forces have disrupted other alleged Russian spying in recent years. The Russian embassy in Australia did not immediately comment. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports U.S. President Joe Biden has used a rare solo news conference to forcefully defend both his record and his decision to stay in the U.S. presidential race.
The president says he's not in this for his legacy.
I'm in this to complete the job I started.
And despite growing Democrat calls for him to step aside, he insists the American people back him.
And I think I'm the best qualified to win.
Still, the president notes he does need to allay fears about his age and fitness.
If I slow down, I can't get the job done. That's a sign that I shouldn't be doing it.
Saying there is no indication of that yet. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Israeli military has acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas October 7th attacks, including a slow response and disorganization. The admission came Thursday as the military released the results of its first investigation into failures during the assault that triggered the war in Gaza. The report focused on the border community of Beir Ahri, where more than 100 people were killed and more than 30 others taken hostage by Hamas. It was among the hardest hit communities in the early morning attack. It was also the scene of one of the highest profile confrontations of October 7th, a standoff in which militants held a group of hostages inside a home. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is sending ceasefire negotiators to Egypt.
Israel says it's been operating across Gaza in recent days with operations in the south, central Gaza, and also the north, including Gaza City. These efforts come at a time of renewed attempts to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. It's not quite clear what effect the Israeli military operations will have on these efforts, but Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced that after several days of talks, he is sending a team back to Cairo to continue the efforts.
That's AP correspondent Joe Fetterman. A new UN report says that the world's population is expected to grow by more than 2 billion people in the next decades and peak in the 2080s at around 10.3 billion. The report Thursday, World Population Day, says the global population would then decline to around 10.2 billion by the end of the century. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.